Hey everyone, this is Scott from DVC-Rental.com. As you know, we're your go-to place for all Disney travel, and if you've ever thought of taking a beach holiday, make sure you also look into us as we have Disney's Vero Beach, which is on the Atlantic down in Florida, or we also have Disney's Hilton Head Resort in South Carolina. Again, that's DVC-Rental.com.
Welcome to the WW Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined again by my good buddy, Scott Diamond. It's good to see you, buddy. Look at that smile. You love too. This guy. Look at this. And Stacy.
She came along.
Yeah. This is part two. So we were talking even before part one, and we were like, yeah, let's talk a little bit about the trip report. But like Stacy's story was so cool. And, you know, we get to the park so very rarely anymore because our lives are in different directions, right? We got kids in college. So we don't live the same lives we did like 5 years ago. We were at the parks more frequently and we had a cool discussion off the air. So we love the Disney company. We love Walt Disney World. We love Disneyland. But as the kids get older, you realize that like just interests change and like life changes and where you prioritize things. And that's cool. And Scott, you made a good point. You were talking about like as DVC members, your initial version of the world was you were going to go to Disney parks, what, like once every couple of years, right?
Yeah, we bought smaller contracts because we thought, okay, we could bank the years up over like 3 years and go on a big trip every 3 years. Mm-hmm. And then once we started using the points, you realize, oh, we could fit in another trip here or there. Yeah. And they get you hooked. So every year it was like, okay, let's do Disney again. And you tell yourself, I can get an annual pass, go for 2 years in that calendar year and make it all work. So you keep going along that track.
And as you got six kids now and you're ringing up the bell. So I guess the point of the whole thing is
four kids, Chris, not six kids.
Did I say six kids?
There's six of us, but four kids.
So. Well, we'll leave the other two kids, the other diamond, the other, just we'll leave the other relationship out of this conversation anyways. So, I guess the point is like it's completely cool to do things outside of Walt Disney World and Disneyland. And like, it's okay to keep that circle open and like experience other things. It doesn't all have to be about the bubble. And like, sometimes it offers you a little better perspective because like, you're not paying $17.95 for an omelet at Olivia's, you know, you're paying your usual $9.95 and it helps broaden your horizons. Disney's awesome. Let's not even like pretend it's not like a really cool, safe, fun vacation, but it's okay if your trip isn't to Disney, if it's to Washington, D.C., or if it's to Eastern Illinois University to go watch football games, or if it's to St. Louis. That's completely cool. Don't be like, oh, this is a second tier of vacation. Exactly. And like doing things in Florida, like what I'm going to talk about today, I've got a few things, and actually a lot of these tips are Disney related, but when people go down there, we might be down there for like 12 days or like 13 days at our Christmas break. And it's really cool to like nest down there and like put your stuff away. But like maybe only one of those days was a Disney day. So we might go to the Springs one day, but like, that's okay. Like that's what I can afford because I can do all these other things, but I also don't want to go and have my daughter Beatrice look at me and say, yeah, I guess Magic Kingdom's okay. Like, that would be like, oh my gosh. Like, no, dude, like, that cost me a lot of money. Either you want to really go and love it, or you don't want to go. Like, I don't want to be halfway. So I don't want to overexpose somebody because I've seen that happen where the kids are like, I'm not really interested in into that, but they're like 11. Like, how did an 11-year-old get burnt out at Disney? Something went wrong there, you know? Like, I'm, you know, superficially saying that, but...
And Chris, we really appreciated last spring when we picked up Sophie from school, you know, in March to use your place for a couple nights. And it was really nice to do other things than Disney. We did end up going a day or two to Disney. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. Since you were, you know, located between Tampa and Orlando, it was another time that you really, really realized, oh, I'm spending time with my kids, not at Disney. and we were able to go to the beach, you know, to St. Petersburg, and enjoy ourselves there. So it's nice having a place that you didn't spend as much money, and not think about that the whole time. Like when you spend money on the hotels at Disney, you're like, I'm going to do Disney, and that's all I'm going to do. Whereas this gave us the opportunity to say, Chris gave us this opportunity to stay at his place. I could go to the beach and not think about the cost that went into it. So it's very freeing to do other things instead of on that track of I'm going to vacation at Disney nonstop.
So. It's all about quality time, however you spend it, but quality time doesn't only occur at Walt Disney World. You know what I mean? So that's the one thing you have to remember. So let me get through a bunch. I got a bunch of tips, but let me summarize the first part of the trip. This was a unique vacation because I have a dog that's aging. His name is Bill. He's 17. He's going to be 17 and a half. He's probably pushing 18 years old in a few months. God love it. I don't know how he's still kicking, but he still is. And it's great, but he can't get up and out of the car. So we had to rent a minivan purposely for the idea that I was going to drive down and take the dogs with me, because doggy daycare is like $40 a day per dog. You do the math on 12 dogs at three dogs, 12 nights at three dogs a night. That's like I couldn't afford that. So plus if we flew down, we still needed to rent a car, and the car rental rates in Florida, like travel tip number one, is stupid, like ridiculous. If you need to rent a car in Florida, it is ridiculously overpriced. So we just rented a minivan, full well knowing that I was going to have to go and like put like a tarp on the bottom so the dog hair didn't go crazy in the car, and we would clean it out, and it worked great. We rented a Chrysler Pacifica. And we'll leave the cost out of this for now, but the costs were not all that much more than would have been like a 4 or 5 night rental in Florida. The only thing is a Chrysler Pacifica is a really nice car. It is buggy, like buggy with a capital B. Sometimes the actual computer wouldn't turn on. Like you don't got, you know, your radio or your Bluetooth connection or your map. It was buggy. Like at one point we were thinking, do we call Budget and let them know? And I was like, well, if we do, we're going to have to switch this car out middle of vacation and like time's money, right? So you're like, no, I'm just going to keep my fingers crossed this worked out. Until on the way home, literally the cruise control wouldn't work. And the front like mechanism where it judges the car just in front of you, it actually says system like reboot, like necessary. And it was like, okay, that's a safety issue. So I was like, I told Beatrice, I said, snap a picture of my dash. I'll call Budget later. Not trying to look for anything, but like this car needs to get pulled from service because this is not good, you know? So, but it worked out great. We had a minivan, got the dogs down there. No issues. One puke on the way down, which for me is like success with three dogs in 20 hours. That was like success. But the older kids drove down with me, and then they wanted to stay for like 4 or 5 days and fly back home because they wanted to hang out with their friends. Mm-hmm. And that's the first unique thing, right? When you get teenagers, you're like, all family vacations are going to always be this way. Forever. And you say that when they're 8 years old, and they're not. And at about 16 or 17, the page turns quickly on you. And you're never quite prepared for it. But that page turns and they're like, yeah, we want to hang out with our friends or our boyfriend. And you're like, oh man, how do we pivot on this now? You know? So, all right, how about if you come down for a few nights, you drive, help me with the dogs, and then I'll fly you back. And then mom will fly down early and then she'll drive back. Does that work? We got like all these crazy moving parts. But it worked out great. And we realized that like Lucille and Jude, they're coming down because they want to hang out with the families and they want to see Disney Springs and they want to go to Circle B Reserve and see the Gators out and live. And they wanted to just go to dinner and have fun. And then you realize like none of that was park entrance, right? We're a Disney podcast. So it's not like I'm saying I hate Disney. I don't. I love it. But none of that. It was all quality time. Okay, where did you pick? Well, we picked the place called the Joinery, which is like a little like upscale like food court, but like kind of like trendy. And where did you pick, Beatrice? She picked this place and she wanted to go here. Then we like buoyed that with like cool activities. You ever been to Tampa Zoo, Stace?
No.
Scott knows Tampa Zoo?
I have not, no.
Disney Plus has a special called Secrets of the Zoo. And it's like three seasons. And it focuses on Zoo Tampa. So Beatrice has been watching this special for like a couple seasons now. So she would recognize some of the animals they were talking about. And as you watch it, it's a Nat Geo special. So it's on Disney Plus. It's really good, right? It's not going to be crappy. And all of a sudden, we decided, let's go to Zoo Tampa. Free parking at Zoo Tampa. And like the annual pass is like $200. So if you go with your family like twice during the course of the year, you save your money back. And it was really fun and really good. Like not pretentious at all, not overpriced. They let you bring in food. They let you bring in, and it was like, it was just a good, fun zoo. And since you can relate some of the animals that you saw, you know, like the anteaters and like, they have a rhino. Okay, this is probably not like super appropriate, but it's animals and it's nature. They have a rhino problem. They have a female rhino and they have a male rhino, and they need to go and increase. They need more rhinos. The male rhino struggles to figure things out. Okay, we're just going to say it like that. So they have to bring in like a surrogate rhino. So all of a sudden, when we're down there, we're like, hey, and like we like recognize the rhinos based on their tusks and their horns, like the shape of their horns. But it was really cool, like knowing the story. So when the zookeeper came over, we were like, which one is Jamie? And Jamie's the female rhino. And it was like, well, we know Jamie. She's right there. And it was really cool to like know the story. So like if you're in town and you're like, we have a zoo, trust me, it's cool and it's fun. And like, do it. Like, it's okay. But anything that pulls you away from Walt Disney World isn't a lesser thing.
Right.
One of our favorite things is Circle B. I've talked to people about this. We have a place in Lakeland that's like 3 miles away from what is just like 250 acres of like raw Florida, like dinosaur age, like landscape. And it's peppered with alligators. It's peppered with snakes, with raccoons, with armadillos, with wild pigs. It is crazy. And like the paths, like you'll walk and they're right there. But it was a cold day. You mentioned it last week, right? Florida's cold. We're in the high 50s. We're walking along the path and all of a sudden we're finding gators. It was later in the day. And pretty much we had like 30 minutes till sunset, and Dad's got him walking like this 5 mile loop. We're like,
gosh,
2 miles into this 5 mile loop.
Oh my gosh.
As the sun's starting to set really low, and Lucille's like, oh my God, all my anxieties are like combining at each other. If it's not like the gators or like sunset. But it was just a really fun, like, it was just us, Florida natural wildlife, gators, like sunset. It was wonderful. Like, it's one of my lasting memories of the trip. Cost me $0. You know, we buoyed that with like, we had a fun night at like the joinery. You know, I had some local Florida craft beer. They got some like sushi, and it was a great evening. It's okay.
And then you'll need to pay for a therapy in a few years though. So you have to factor that in.
No, they love it. They love it. But they also know Dad's crazy about that stuff. So they have to kind of go along with Dad. So we did that. We went to the zoo. We did strawberry picking at a place.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh. I saw those pictures.
Crazy. So you walk to the strawberry farm. They say, you want like the small carton or like the big, like monster mega carton? And we're like, we don't even know how we're getting these home. Give us 3 cartons. They're like, okay, a carton's $4, tax inclusive. And that covers your entry into the field. And now you're picking strawberries. And like, have you ever picked strawberries before, Stace?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You just pluck them off the thing. And all of a sudden the temptation is, I want to eat this strawberry. Yeah. But you can clearly see it has like white, like powder on it. And you're trying to like scrub it. And you're like, nothing should happen to me if I eat this strawberry as you take a bite. Right. And you're hoping you don't have explosive like diarrhea. Like
that. I did that with the grape today. I didn't wash them. So I get it.
It was awesome. And the strawberries are red. Like you can't imagine like fire engine, like super red. And they taste way different than they do at the store. So just something like tangible like that. Amazing. We were at Tampa for like New Year's Eve and we were chilling out at like this one shop by Bayshore Boulevard. Just a lot of good, fun memories. But when the kids went home, when the older kids went home, you know, we're still there with the dogs. We're going for walks every day. We're eating out. We're going to the stores. We're just having a good time. We started watching one day over breakfast. We watched the Behind the Attractions on Disney Plus. Have you watched any of those episodes, Stace?
I've seen a couple.
Okay. So Beatrice is still at the age where like Disney is the be all and end all. God love it. I'm so happy she is. You know, but she's at that age. We watched a Behind the Attractions at Haunted Mansion. And all of a sudden, then I started thinking, I was like, Lisa, I was like, listen, we don't have the older kids. We just got Beatrice. What do you think we put a day at the Magic Kingdom together? So I went and looked at the map. What days are available? Oh, it's not available. Not available. Oh, this day is available. It was the Magic Kingdom day, the one that you were at Epcot.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, well, let me make the passes. Let's make a reservation. Then I realized there were still some 10-day passes, no expiration, that had park hoppers. I'd never park hopped before. I've never been park hopping before in my life. I was like, it'll be cool. We'll hang out with Stacy in the afternoon. Stacy ghosted us, by the way. But like, we'll go to the Magic Kingdom first, and then we'll go to the Epcot in the afternoon. And I was like, okay, how should we do this? Because we have 3 dogs. I got a 17 and a half year old dog, so we can't leave him for more than 6 hours. And where we live, it's a major inconvenience. And Lisa was like, dude, I'm good. I just want to hang out here. I will take care of the dogs. I'm going to go shopping. I'm going to get my nails done. I'm going to knock out a bunch of things. But like, I'm like, no, no, let me stay because I want to get a bid on putting a new door in. And like, all of a sudden we're like fighting over who's more noble in the battle. But like, Beatrice is like, I don't really care. I just want to go to Magic Kingdom and hang out all day. So it ended up where Lisa just stayed home. And I was like, cool, but I need to leave you the car. So I'm going to take an Uber. So that's my first tip is you got your choice in Florida of Uber or Lyft, like anywhere. But Lyft has got this cool feature. It's called like wait 15 minutes and save. And all of a sudden, whatever your ticket is, it's like 15% cheaper, 10% cheaper. So I always pick, I'm always prepared. I always pick the wait and save, right? But Lyft offers me two drop-off areas. One is by the TTC where the cars come in and the buses come in. Do you know where like the rideshare pickup is? Do you know where that's at, Stace?
It's really close to the TTC, like yep. Right before it, right?
It's just to the right of it. If you were to go and take that road and you were to pass by where those unbuilt resorts are on the way to the Contemporary, there's a little parking lot right there. That's a drop-off area one. Drop-off area two is called minivan. And they want you to put the pin in the minivan parking area up there by the buses. So here's Big Dumb Chris being like, let's go to the minivan area. So I got this driver who hardly speaks English as he's driving the car. He refused to go above 62 miles an hour as I'm trying to get to the parks, and I'm already like anxious to get to the parks all day. But nevertheless, and the security guard stops us, and he goes, well, you guys, he's like, look, all I did was I picked the path that Uber let me pick. He's like, I get that. He goes, I can't even let you get dropped off here. You got to go and get dropped off at the TTC. But I'm like, I'm right here. I could like literally just like stop out of the car. But I was like, the last thing I want is to be a smart guy and have him say something like, sir, you know what? So I was like, okay, let's go to the TTC. So we get dropped off and it's cold. You mentioned it. It's cold. It's windy. My hood's up immediately. My winter hat's on immediately. Beatrice has got her hood and her coat on. It's windy. It's gusty. And I see so many people wearing shorts, flip-flops, short sleeves, like, people, it's a weather app. It's a freaking weather app on your phone. Or just go outside for like 30 seconds. Like figure this out. All I kept on thinking was the amount of money. And of course, as soon as you walk in, like the Emporium's got like the generic Disney sweatshirts pulled out of like the dusty closet, $44.95 or whatever they are.
Or the hat with no logo on it whatsoever that you can get at the dollar store for $25.
Right, the black hat, exactly. So we had a great day, but there were a bunch of things that over the course of the vacation, I actually made notes because like I'm old, I forget these things. So I have a bunch of things. We're going to go through this list. I got it broken down to like transportation, tickets and Genie Plus, attractions, cast members, food, guests, etc. So I figured let's just hit them in like no particular order. And then if it's something that rings a bell or people can use, please do it. This will all be tips. So first thing was Uber or Lyft. They let us off and, you know, at the you can't use the minivan if you're Lyft, by the way. You're not a minivan, so you can't use that one. So please know that. Here is a frightening part, and I realized this quickly. As we left the park closed at 11. We left the park. We came back, went to the Magic Kingdom, left the park at about 11 o'clock. We ended up in the ride share parking lot at like 11:15. And I'm like, okay, who's available? You flick open the Lyft app, searching for drivers. Okay, let's keep walking down. We'll find a bench. I'll find a driver. 11:25, searching for drivers. 11:30, searching for drivers. I'm like, oh my God, we're not going to get a car home. I'm going to have to call Lisa at midnight to come pick us up. And I'm not even doing the wait and save. I'm just trying to find a car. Found your driver. Oh, searching for drivers. Like he dumped us. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. I waited almost 30 minutes. Finally, I flicked off Lyft and went to Uber. Got a driver. He's over at Epcot. And it says, he actually sends us a message. I'll be right there. And I'm watching his car. And his car doesn't move. And I'm watching this freaking car. And his car is not moving. 11:50. His car is not moving. We're there for 35 minutes, by the way, waiting for a car to get home. Beatrice is in a great mood. She has toughed it out all day long. Never once misbehave, was snarky, or anything that like an 11-year-old girl would do in a long day. Finally, I see the car moving, and we were actually lucky enough. The dude was a really good guy, like super friendly, super respectful. He was like asking us questions about the day, but he also knew we were really tired. he made a great statement, and I'll remember this to the day. And the guy said, I do this for my job full time now. And I said, you drive at nighttime? He goes, yeah, Central Florida's traffic just sucks. He goes, you drive at nighttime, you don't deal with the tourists, you don't deal with the crazy crowds, you get the roads to yourself. And like you guys, my phone never stops ringing. Bing, 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 there's rides to pick up. And I go, you make enough money doing this? He goes, you know what? I used to go and sell insurance, and then I sold cars. And he goes, I would rather put wear and tear on my car than wear and tear my mind. And all of a sudden I was like, damn, like that's a powerful statement for a guy. And he's like, look at me right now. He goes, I'm driving you guys home. It's completely empty outside. I'm a night owl. He goes, I love it. But I go, have you ever had like a transmission or anything put in your car? He's like, no, I haven't had any repairs yet. And I was like, I didn't want to say, but I was like, yeah, wait till that $3,000 bill comes across. We'll talk at that point. But he was such a good dude that like it almost like felt like the wait was worthwhile to get this good driver.
That's good. Yeah.
He did say travel tip number like two or whatever they're on. He said, there are more needs than Orlando can provide right now. He goes, there's not enough drivers. He goes, I drive for both Uber and Lyft. I game the system because they don't really want you driving this full time. There's not enough drivers. He goes, the phones will never stop binging as far as pickups. He goes, I know this. He goes, I can see your line right now. You only had like three families. I've seen that like a crowd for an attraction waiting for, they're there for hours. So if you're waiting for a ride share, there isn't enough drivers right now in Central Florida. I was like, whoa. I was like, I couldn't believe like he said that. So if you're trying to take an Uber or Lyft from Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Animal Kingdom, or Studios late, just bear in mind, it might be a wait for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be a patient guys for that. So that's for transportation. For tickets and Genie, we decided on Tuesday after watching the attractions on Disney+. We just one show and it sent us off to making the reservation. All parks are available Thursday through Sunday, but only a few were Wednesday, which we thought about doing, but we're like, nah, let's wait for Thursday. We bought the Genie Plus only because we knew that even though the Florida schools went back, we were like, listen, I get one shot. I get 13 hours. I got to make this count. I cannot go there and wait in 200-minute lines for the Jungle Cruise. So it was $29 a person. Am I happy about paying that money? Well, no one is because the ticket just cost me $1.49. You know, I mean, we had it in our ticket, but that was what it would cost public. You just got to grin and bear it. It's part of the ticket cost. Just pay for it and don't look back unless you're buying a 7-day ticket and you could pluck off a few on this day and a few on this day. If you got one day and one shot, you got to pay for it and just it's part of the ticket cost. Don't even worry about that. But it brings me to one of my et ceteras. I spent almost that whole dang day on my phone. You know that? Like that's incredibly frustrating to be at a place where it's designed to have detail and like ornamental like design and buildings and architecture. And you're busy flicking through your phone trying to figure out where the next Genie Plus attraction is going to be. Or, you know, it was very frustrating. We had to actually buy a battery pack the day before.
Uh-huh.
Thank goodness we did, because you're going to run your phone out.
Yes.
And it feels like I appreciate technology, mobile ordering, which we did, moving people around. But like, talk about like taking like the, like just like the ambiance out of the park. You're buried into your phone. Like that doesn't feel right to me either. So
I feel like the batteries drain way quicker there too. I don't know if you've noticed that. Like, I don't know if it's trying to connect to the network with so many people around, but
it was
so quickly draining. So
maybe because I'm always taking pictures too and videos and going back to the app, but like that's tip number of whatever number this is. Bring a battery pack. You cannot do that day without a battery pack. Forget about those fuel rods, wherever they sell them. It is not reliable.
No.
Just buy a battery pack from Amazon. They're cheap. $15, $25, $30. And just pack it. You will need it. I guarantee it. Or you'll be so thankful, because in the first 2 hours, your phone will be at 51%. You'll be like, oh my God, how am I going to get home? You know, you're going to need to have this battery pack. But dang it, if you don't spend a lot of that day on your freaking phone, you know, so... as far as attractions, so we had a conversation with a couple that were newly married at the Haunted Mansion, West Virginia. They were a little older getting married. It was funny. She was pointing out things to him in the graveyard scene, and I was pointing out things to Beatrice that were different. And she was like, I didn't know you can touch these notes to make the organ. And all of a sudden the conversation started, right? So, and here's Chris. I never shut up, as you can tell from the show. So all of a sudden they're taking a picture of my sweatshirt because they want to like listen to the show. And of course I got like a sticker handy and I'm like, shameless self-promotion. But they were so sweet and so cool. They were celebrating their honeymoon. I said, oh, we celebrated ours almost 25 years ago at Disney Institute. And it was just a really good conversation with really nice people. And you appreciate people in the park, like having that relationship with somebody that you could feel like really good friends after like 7 minutes, you know, of just talking to them. It was really cool. Now I'll counter that by saying one of my et ceteras was, I cannot tell you on that day the number of conversations I saw between dads. And specifically, I'm going to throw them under the bus because I have one, teenage boys. I cannot tell you, I must have counted 5 or 6 times where literally the dad didn't have the finger pointed, but it was dang close. And I literally heard him say, you are here with your family. Like, I just knew the conversation. Uh-huh. Like, the kid was too cool to hang out with the family that day. And I could see the dad just pretty much saying, it cost me a lot of money. You're uh-huh. acting like an idiot. Like, yes. But like, I have one of those. I know this now. My son's a good kid. You know, I'm just joking. But like, I cannot tell you. It must have been 5 or 6 legitimate. And a few of them were pretty heated. Mm-hmm. I did see one really bad conversation. I'm going to throw this couple. They don't even know who I am or listen to the show. Middle of Fantasyland. Woman, 2 kids in a stroller, dad. She was laying into this dad like you have never heard before. Oh. The words were, you spent the entire day looking for this toy and you wasted the whole day. But she didn't say it calmly, irrationally. It was a scream. The dad was being run down middle of Fantasyland. And I was like the meme of like the guy with the eye shifting. I just wanted out.
You should have ran up to them and been like, what toy was it?
Yeah, well, I got a dad. What toy is it? I need it. I need it. The dad was just being torn a new one in the middle of Fantasyland. And like, that's like travel tip. Like, you got to like understand like the priority and focus. And even if things don't go right, like everybody's like tension and everybody's like anxiety is ramped up to like plus 10. Like, things can go so bad so quickly. You know, like if a couple ends up at like Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway and the other guy's getting like a macchiato and things don't quite work out. I mean, those things get out of control quickly. Like, just like take a step back because like it's high emotion here. You know, everything is dollars and money and time. But like, anyways.
And it's okay to apologize, right, Chris?
100%. 100%. You got to go home with that person. That's a long ride home.
I did apologize.
Got to be angry. it's all good. We had skippers on our Jungle Cruise. They were okay. They weren't great. And like, I don't know how to say this, but like, I wanted to laugh and I wanted to really enjoy it. But then I also realized, I took a step back and said, those skippers have dealt with a lot in the last 2 weeks. This is the high point of the high point. And they are probably peopled out. You know, they're just people. They're not superhumans. But they were just like, at the end of the trip, you could tell, like, they were like, oh, get out. They 150% genuinely meant, get out. Get out of my boat. They meant it. They wanted you out of that boat. I noticed a lot of the cast members were female. I don't know if you noticed that. A lot of young female cast members, like 20 college age kids. I didn't see a lot of guys and I didn't see a lot of retired people. I noticed the majority were females. Even Beatrice noticed this, which was okay. It must be the college program. Mm-hmm. But like in terms of like demographics, that's what we noticed. First time I saw a plaid, you know, they allow tattoos now.
Uh-huh.
She had a leg tattoo that was so definable that I picked it out from, I would say, maybe a good 50 yards. That's how big of a leg tattoo she had, which doesn't sound like anything in real life. But, like, I'm not to that stage yet where, like I know you allow tattoos.
Yeah.
But when you have a Disney plaid, you always think of them as, like, that's the front line, right? That's, like the best historian they could provide because they're working with this family and it just costs this family $3,000. They're going to put their – like, it just, like, oh – like that was a moment of, oh, in real life, you know, for me.
And I'm shocked that this woman was wearing shorts or a skirt on a day that cold. So
it was the size of like a small coffee mug on her leg. So it was definitely noticeable. I picked it up. So just an observation. I think it's great because, mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't mean anything at all in the world. But like, I just haven't like had my brain wrap around that part of that
it's
yet.
New, you know? Yeah.
Cast member, I won't mention his name. So we're eating at the Lotus Blossom Cafe. Beatrice is hungry. It's about 9:30 at night. We just need to get some grub. It's the quick service over in China. Really good. She ordered orange chicken, which was really good. And I ordered this vegetable, like noodle stir fry. And some high school kids took their tray and they were throwing the food away and they threw the whole tray away. And they just threw the tray right in the trash. The cast member was there and he said to them, he goes, "You guys just threw the whole tray away." But he didn't engage. He just laughed to himself, kind of like in an ironic, like, laugh. So I caught it. The kids kind of were like, I don't want to say they were jerks about it, but they were like, whatever, dude. And the cast member was doing his best just to keep the area clean. So Beatrice and I are finishing, and we're like, I promise you, we won't throw our tray away, trying to make light of the situation. And I go, I bet you've seen some crazy things, you know, because here I am. I talk to everybody, and I could make a conversation with, like, a broomstick, you know? Uh-huh. So I'm talking to this dude. And the guy's like, he opens up to me. We have like a 30-minute conversation.
Oh,
and Beatrice is like enjoying the conversation because she's hearing from a cast member, right? So he said, Attractions is the worst. He goes, Attractions deals with the worst amount of people. He goes, I can't tell you. He goes, I can't tell you how many people are threatened on a daily basis at Walt Disney World.
Gosh.
And I said, threatened? Like, he goes, no, like you mean like threatened, like let's go, let's do it, threatened. I'm like, really? He's like, oh yeah, it happens all the time. I can't even explain to you. And I go, he goes, it's from the lightning lane. I go, explain. He goes, we have a ratio. I can't give you the exact number, but as the park's volume increases, the ratio increases. And we have to let a certain percentage of people go and we try it, but it's a moving scale. So we never get it right. So he literally said, to parlay into your story, he goes, I'll be at the attraction and I'll have to let through like 70 people go compared to like 20. And like the people are waiting in line. And he goes, that's when people just lose their stuff. So like, he goes, I can't give you the exact number, but he was talking about the parks ratio. And I said, well, I understand that. He goes, well, you know, people that bought the Lightning Lane prioritize that because they paid extra for it. He goes, let's not forget it's a business, you know? So I did understand it, but hearing the cast member tell us that and then trying to like make light of it. So all I did was like, we had like a fist bump at the end of the day. And it was like, you know, have a good day, brother. You know, you're going to have a, you know, a long night. He goes, ah, it's not too bad. He goes, this is okay. He goes, I enjoy custodial. It's just me cleaning up. I got some good dudes here. But like, he was like, those kids said that would mean nothing. But like, I felt bad that like the kids were like, how do I say this right? Like, F you, I don't care the rules. And I was like, I think I even said to him, I was like, don't pay those kids no attention. They got to be jerks for the rest of their life. And yeah. He's like, yeah, you know, but like, I felt bad for the dude at the moment's notice. But like, I also realized he's a human being and like
right.
Let's talk. And like, I want to make this guy's life a little bit easier, yep. You know, for the 10 minutes I got a hold of him here, you know? So, I did go to my app. They have a spot on the MDE app. It's called Cast Compliment. Go and hit mm-hmm. it. You can fill out a cast compliment. You don't got to go and search through some random number. It's on the My Disney Experience app. So, went to Olivia's earlier in the trip. Food was good, very overpriced, moderate serving sizes. So I wouldn't knock Olivia's quality of food. But like, dang, I just spent like $20 for an omelet. But let that soak in.
This reminded me too. Our friends went to the lounge at Caribbean Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Banana Cabana?
Yep, right next to Sebastian's. Yeah.
Yes. So that changed. I guess the whole menu changed at the lounge.
Hmm.
So remember, I don't know if you remember, we were talking about like you basically used to be able to get the same stuff in the lounge as you were. Now it's more burgers and things. You can't get the bread pudding or anything outside in the lounge area like you used to. So I know we had talked about that in the past about how great the lounge was, and it's probably still fun to go to, but it was not, they ended up not even going there because the menu had changed. So drastically since August, I think that they switched it over in August. So
okay. Good tip.
Yeah.
Okay, two other reviews. Lotus Blossom Cafe, it's good. It's not great. You're not looking for like super authentic Chinese food. You're looking for American Chinese food. But like the orange chicken Beatrice had was like really, really good. Like I saw like it was like monstrous sized and she was happy. And then
I actually ate there as well this time.
Cool.
We were going around the world and
you liked it?
I took a walk and I got the noodles and something else. I think it was the beef or something like that. And yeah, I enjoyed it. So
it was a lot more food than I expected it to be for like a quick service option. Just obviously your DVC discount or your AP discount doesn't apply at any of those quick service. You have to sit down to get the discount, but they didn't take our DVC discount for that. So,
yep.
And then Columbia Harbor House, mobile order, you know. So I felt like I was like Mr. Tech Man, and I got mobile order, like doing one of the basic things in the My Disney Experience app. And it was like relatively new. Where's Cassandra Callahan when I need her? Cassandra, I need some food, you know. But anyways, we walked upstairs for our seat. Plenty of seats upstairs. Like, that's like another tip. Do your mobile order. Go find your seat. Clean it off from all the weird stuff left on the tables. And like, there's tons of seats. And there's a bathroom upstairs. Do you know the bathroom upstairs?
I did know about the bathroom upstairs, yes.
Tucked away, pretty clean, you know? Like, I was like, hey, this is nice, you know? Used it once to wash my hands, and I was like, I'm going to go to the bathroom just because I can, you know, on the way out. So there
That's
is a bathroom
really tiny bathroom?
It's a no, clean. No. They had, like, no. two or three stalls and, like, two or three.
You're I don't know. Liberty
Tree. Oh, yeah, Liberty Tree. That's the small bathroom. That one's yeah, very tiny.
This one's good. It's upstairs. But like the fish sandwich, I got like the captain's like fish sandwich, whatever that was. Awesome. Like $13. It was like
yeah,
super
I like
good.
I like
super good. House. So shout out there. As far as the guests, there was lots of people, like I said, in t-shirts and sandals. A lot of money to be made there. And the dads, we talked about that. We went to the Basin store in Disney Springs. This is away from the parks. I love that Basin store. You know, it is goofy, Stacey. If I told you my souvenirs, it was either jellies, salsas, local foods, or like skincare products. That's what I brought home. I got like four different body butters. But it's Chicago. It's winter. If you don't wear any kind of lotion on your hands, you are Mr. Static.
I know. I like my cuticles are so torn up. I was just looking at them. I'm like, ugh, it's so bad.
So all in all, it was a dad and daughter day. We started off the day at like 8:35, 8:40. We closed it at 11 o'clock. It was so much fun because she's been kind of brought up with it. So she understands where things are at. She knows where things are at. She knows the map. She even knows some history. And she was like, no, Dad, let's do the Bears for you, because she knows I love the Country Bears. We
and
got
did
pictures.
You hear that they officially are closed now for a refurbishment?
I knew it was coming. Yeah. I knew it was coming. So we got our picture with, with Big Al. We got our picture with Wendell. We got our picture with Liver Lips. But like, it was such a good time. And me and her, it was so chill. And Mama would have had just a great time too if she went. But like, it's so much fun to see her like growing up and like understanding these things more and like taking pictures. She's a terrible picture taker, and we are working on that. Like, all of a sudden, every picture is like blurry, you know, but it was fun, like talking.
From Rick Forbes.
It was Rick Forbes, like, yes, 100%. So I'm not a great picture taker by any means. But, like, it's fun telling her, like, okay, at nighttime, you got to make sure that camera's still. And you got to hold it for 3 seconds so it develops. And, like, seeing her, like, trying to take these cool, like, artsy pictures. It was just a good, like, fun time. And I was amazed. She was the one I wanted to bail after Epcot. I was like, I'm tired. My feet hurt, you know, and it's cold. And she was like, well, okay, we can go home if you want to go home. I was like, oh, God, like the guilt, like implied. But I was like, you know, you're here for one day. Okay. So we took the monorail back to Magic Kingdom. And I'm lucky we did. We busted out on that day. We did. It almost was contrary to what you did. We did a ton at Magic Kingdom. And then we did a ton at Epcot. And then we did a ton more at Magic Kingdom. We probably rode 20 attractions that day, maybe 22 attractions. And I was like, because of the genie, obviously, it worked out great. But she wanted to go back, and just on a lark, we rode Jungle Cruise again, which was Jingle Cruise. We did like Big Thunder. We did like four other attractions just by coming back late in the night, five attractions. And it was so worthwhile to do that. Of course, I was regretting that as I'm sitting in the rideshare line at like midnight trying to get a ride home. But, you know, I can't say enough about wherever you spend your quality time, if it's at a beach or a museum, like, it's cool. Like, I'm never going to win Father of the Year. I know this. But like, in brief moments of my day, there are moments where I think, this is awesome. This is why you become a dad or a mom. You know, like, and that was one of those days. It was just me and B all day long just hanging out, you know? So God love it. I did. I just
really
wish
nice
I could
have those one-on-one times or the one and two times. Just, you know, when it's all the kids there with us, there's just, they play off of each other's negativity. So
they can. It's kids, right?
Yeah. I find when it's one or two and they actually wanted to go to the park, you'll enjoy your time so much better. I used to take one of the kids or two of the kids back with me in the evenings, and it was, you know, a lot colder, and, you know, it was just way better than going during the day in the summer.
For sure.
And way more enjoyable. So
when Stacy and Scott ghosted me on that Epcot trip there, we went, no, I'm not going to let that go. No, I'm just joking. I met up with Tracy McCoy.
And, I saw that. That's great. Yeah,
she's a sweetheart. She's awesome. She actually walked over. We were trying to figure out a way because some of her pictures weren't showing up. You guys mentioned it, right? Some were showing up in your app. Some weren't. You didn't buy it, but we thought we might have got it. I had ride photos, and all of a sudden I didn't have ride photos. Yeah. So we were trying to make a connection. I was trying to add her as my friend, and it wasn't working because when you're in the vault of Soarin', you get no radio signal whatsoever.
Yeah.
You know, like you're in like the nuclear bomb shelter over there. So we decided just to meet up for a picture, and she's such a sweetheart. And, you know, she actually is helping planning some of this Epcot cruise coming up because she's a travel agent. But last good story, we're at the DVC lounge and we're up there. And before we enter, I said, what's the wait to get in? She's like, well, we don't have a wait. You want to go up? You have a member? And I was, you know, had the card in my phone. And as I go up, there are two guys working the desk and it's crowded. And so as we go up there, I said, don't worry. I know you're closing in 20 minutes. I said, we're just going to have a Coke and we're going to be gone. He's like, relax, no problem. But I saw they have the Joffrey's K-Cups there. So I didn't even want coffee, but I wanted the Joffrey's K-Cup. I'm a pirate, right? I want the sample K-Cup, right? So I go and take the one K-Cup. They're like, yeah, go ahead. And then a woman comes over and she's refilling like the cups and the lids. And I, of course, because it's me, I won't shut up again. And even Beatrice comes and she's like, Dad, you talk to everybody. Like, I know, you know? So I ended up talking to this cast member and I was like, you had a long day today? And she was like, yeah, it's not been too bad. We get a different kind of person up here. You know, we get a person who wants to just veg out. There's no stress up here, you know? She goes, except when it comes to the snacks. I said, oh, I said, preach. I once saw a dude take all the barbecue chips and it angered me. She's like, we see it all the time. Like, I could just see like these poor horror stories where you bring out the food and then like, people are like hoarding the food. And I was like, yeah, I was like, no, I know that. And we started talking and I said, do you think they'd mind? Can I take one more K-Cup on the way out? She's like, sir, you can take all you want from that tray. They will not say anything. And I was like, well, don't tell me that because like I'm a pirate. I'm going to take the whole tray. So as we go out, there are two guys still talking there. And I said, well, we're members, yada, yada, yada. I was like, would you guys mind if I, and he stopped me. He goes, he talks to Beatrice. He goes, honey, you take your dad all the K-Cups you want. I was like, because you ask. He goes, we have seen people literally walk out and pluck every one of the K-Cups that have Joffrey's on them. And I just think to myself, like, these are like people and like human beings and the kind of crap, excuse my French, they have to deal with from some of these park guests.
Right.
It just blows me away that like human decency and like courtesy go out the window at Walt Disney World. It's like, I got to take all, like what happens to people? Like, I always think to myself, it's just a different perspective. And like, of course, then the conversation was like 15 minutes with these guys, you know, but like, she was like, honey, you take all the K-Cups you want. Thank you for asking, you know, but I felt like at the end of the day, like every one of those conversations, it all showed like Beatrice, like if you can just like lead with like positive, like supportive words to people and like engage with people, like you get the best version. But like when you take without asking or like you presume, that's when the misunderstandings start. But like it was fun just to be able to share that with her throughout the day, you know? Right. So all in all, we had a wonderful time with the teenagers. A wonderful time with Beatrice. Mom and Dad relaxed, went in these crazy long hikes. Beatrice got suckered in one day where we thought it was gonna be a 2.1 mile hike and it ended up being nearly 5 as you walked. And she was like, you could just see the expression change as she was, well, she didn't complain about it. We were gonna go out for dinner that night, but like she got suckered in and this like gator walk that like seemed to go on from like county to county to county. But like she was there, but it's just so cool to be able to experience these things as a family, you know? And I'm so grateful and thankful that I can do this right now in this time of my life. Who knows what will happen in a few years, but for right now, I'm a lucky man. I know that.
Absolutely.
You know? So anyways, if you got questions for me, I know I've talked a lot today. We divided this up in two shows on Walt Disney World. I'm not an expert. I just love it. But there are a lot of cool things I experienced, you know, park hopping and Genie Plus and food and mobile service, mobile ordering. Feel free to hit me up. Stacy's here with better information than me on all the same stuff and Run Disney. If you hit Scott up with a direct message, you'll probably get the answer back from Stacy, is my guess. Anyways, there, you know, so, but if you're in EDCOT and it's still not too late, if you decide to join us, we talked about it. We're going on a cruise and it's going to be something cool that we are leading with 90% awesome anticipation and 10% nervousness, because we're going to throw 50 people together on a cruise and we're going to be out there, but they're all like family at this point. We've known them for so long, but we're not closed community by any means. We're not cliquish. Everybody is welcome. I would love to see the Wilfings out there. I'd love to see Pam join us. I would love to see people come on board and join us. Angie and Brenda, I'd love to see them if they could, but I understand if they can't. But join us in EDCOT. Join us in our cruise. You know, we'd love to have you in any way possible. So anyways, for listening to me blab for 45 minutes, we appreciate you sticking with us. We hope you have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.